I am a robot and I am here to tell you that this show is not safe for work, home, or anywhere on Earth. Also, Joe is going to make me say pee pee.
Hello and welcome to Please Let Me Comedy at You. I'm Joe Cruz and this is my show where I interview my real life friends and tell them my bad jokes. Today I'm joined by my very, very good friend and sister-in-law, Karen. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How about you?
I'm all right. So the way this show works, I've got about 8 or 9 jokes to yell at you, and then some interview questions to find out more about you. And those are just sort of jumping on places for us to talk. So feel free to just answer however you want. So here we go. Here's the very first joke. And this one is specifically for you, Karen, because I know how these things address you. So here we go.
Giddy.
Seeing as seen on TV products in a regular store diminishes their allure quite a bit. Now, do you agree with that statement, Karen? Do you think that as seen on TV products, such as your Slankets and your Snuggies and your other weird egg-based cooking devices, do you think that they're diminished a little bit when you see them in a Walmart as opposed to buying them from a infomercial?
No. In fact, I think that it's genius.
Don't knock your mic around.
I'm aware that I did that.
So Karen has a sort of penchant for these kinds of products. What is a product that you've bought that's an as seen on TV? Have you bought one recently?
Oh, I bought a magic bullet.
And what's a magic bullet?
Wouldn't you like to know?
It's a bullet that kills JFK?
Yes. It's like a blender.
Okay.
But I bought it and I never used it. And then I gave it to my mom.
Okay, well, at least it got a second life out of it. I mean, what are some of the other, like, did you ever buy a pair of the pajama jeans? I feel like that was a big as seen on TV product?
No. I was gifted, though, not a Slankit.
A Snuggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you a Harry Potter one, didn't we?
No, I got one for Christmas, I think from my mom, or maybe Kaylee. Maybe even Kaylee.
Was it the leopard print one?
It was leopard print.
Oh, yeah, the very classy one.
I'm a fashionable gal.
Did you go to the baseball game and high five with other people wearing Snuggies?
Yeah, our cult. Our cult of Slankit wearers. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so here's the next joke. And this one's kind of a weird joke. So normally I write these jokes probably the day before I record an episode, but Karen literally just watched me write all of these jokes in about a 20-minute period, so there's some weird ones.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this quality.
All right, here's the next joke. I wonder if religious murderers ever get nervous when their pastor announces that they found a church organ.
That one's good. It took me a second. I like that one a lot.
Because I
like the darkness.
One of the things I've always been confused by is why it's called an organ. Like, do you happen to know what the history is? Why is that thing called an organ? And why are our parts called organs as well?
Why would I know the history of the organ?
Because you were in medical classes. I don't know if they're like... Because it represents a what do you call that? A voice box or something,
yes,
like that.
Yes, the inside looks like the lower GI.
So Karen, you did do that for a long time, like all throughout high school, right? Did you do that all 4 years that you did like the medical program stuff?
I think like starting my second year.
Second year. I do remember, so one time, oh gosh, this was right after Kaylee and I had started dating. And I remember you had to pass some exam of some kind by shaving a patient.
Yeah, you were looking to get some credit points.
So I let Karen shave me, but really all it was because she was too nervous to, which should have been a point where you realized that you weren't going to be a nurse, Karen.
Yeah.
Was you took photos of you holding a razor to my face, and then we sort of cut, and I shaved. And then...
Hey, I put the shaving cream on you. Very poorly.
And just to be clear, my face. It wasn't like my chest or something like that.
Or your testicles.
Yes, not those. That would have made our relationship way different, Karen. Okay, so that was a good one. All right, here's the next one. We're cutting through these, so this might be a shorter episode, but that's all right. So, all right, here we go. And this one is not so much a joke. I don't think you'll laugh at this, Karen, at all. So here, we'll try it. They say that prostitution is a victimless crime. I disagree. But mostly because I'm a crimeless victim.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's just a joke about me being sort of whiny. That's what a crimeless victim is. So I don't really have a lot of follow-up for that joke.
Neither do I.
So we'll go into this next joke, and then we'll swap over to some interview questions, Karen.
Okay.
Now, I hope you know who this is. I assume that you would. So just sort of hang in there with me if you don't know who this is. But
okay, I'll wink at you three times.
All right, so here is the question. By the way, it's raining outside. That's not me pissing. Okay. Do you think the Macho Man Randy Savage ever snapped into a Slim Jim and thought, that doesn't taste very good?
Ew.
No, I just mean, do you think he ever, like, ate some of that tubular meat and was like, no, thank you, this is bad? I mean, I know that I look like a human one of these, but...
That's what I was going to say.
Because he's got that leathery skin like a Slim Jim.
Oh, I think most do. Most wrestlers do.
Yeah, that's true. Other than Sheamus, who looks like a shining white beacon of light.
I was going to say...
Have you seen Sheamus, pictures of Sheamus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrifyingly white. Yeah.
I also recently found out that he played Darth Vader in, like, I don't know if he did it in, like, as before he was a wrestler as, like, a way to pick up some cash, but that, like, he basically would dress up as Darth Vader for costume parties and stuff.
I thought you were going to say it was, like, in a school performance.
Of Star Wars the Musical, yes. Starring Sheamus, the wrestler. But yeah, do you think the Macho Man Randy Savage, do you think, so here's something that I know that commercial actors do, which is that they frequently, when they're like, have to act like they're eating food, is they'll take a bite of the food and then spit it out between takes, so they don't have to keep eating the food. Do you think the Macho Man Randy Savage spit out the food, or do you think he just swallowed the Slim Jim as he was sort of breaking into
him? I think he took it whole.
You think?
Yeah.
He just opened up his throat like a sword swallower and shoved a Slim Jim down his throat.
Opened his jaw like a reticulated python and slid it right down.
Poor Macho Man Randy Savage. He's dead now. He's no longer alive.
Wow. Way to bring the tone of the show way down.
And I hope it's not because of the Slim Jims, because that would be depressing and also would make me not want to eat Slim Jims. Have you ever eaten a Slim Jim, Karen?
You know who you're talking to, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I've ever seen you eat a Slim Jim.
Absolutely not.
Oh, you haven't eaten a Slim Jim?
No.
Oh.
I like knowing that my meat did not come from meat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Karen is sort of like a half vegetarian.
Yeah, like everything must be in chicken nugget form or fried dino.
Or hamburger form.
Yeah, like not even at home hamburger has to be like from a restaurant, so I don't see the process of like the ground meat being put into a circle.
I will say, so you got burned by old friend of the show Burger King not that long ago, where you got horribly sick eating burger. What did you eat there? Was it a burger?
I was punished by the Burger King.
Was that just a burger or was that chicken that you got?
Oh, no, that was a burger.
That was a burger?
And some fries. Not sure what the culprit
was. Was it fries or was it onion rings?
It was fries.
Okay,
For many years, I've known about this... about the punishment that, that onion rings gives to me.
Will bring to you? Okay, so that's... We'll stop there for jokes. So we're going to jump into some interview questions. And you just sort of answer these as honestly as you can, Karen. So here's the first one. And really briefly, these questions came from another one of these first date questionnaires.
Okay.
That you're supposed to ask on a first date, but I've modified them a little bit. So here we go. Here's the first one. What was the last book that you lied about and said that you read?
Oh...
Like, in a conversation with coworkers or something, what is a book that you've claimed to read even though you haven't?
Can I lie and say...
Okay.
Like, can I swap and say that it was a book that I have not read? Well...
That's what the question is.
I know.
All right, just tell me what your answer is.
It's a book that I said I read. Oh, yeah, that is...
All right, Karen, what's your answer?
50 Shades of Grey.
Have you actually read 50 Shades of Grey?
God, no.
Okay, but you lied and said that you read it.
Yeah, just so people would shut the fuck up and tell me about it. I was like, I don't want to see this movie, so why are you continuing to tell me the plot of the book?
I mean, isn't the plot of the book just like, and then...
Old lady porn?
Yeah, like, and then the man yelled something at the lady and he put on his jeans. Isn't that the whole plot of the book?
Yeah, his sex jeans.
Yeah.
Or so my coworkers have told me.
So I will say, repeatedly. So that's a pretty good book to lie about reading, because that doesn't make you, that's not you trying to be pretentious and sound smarter than you are. That's just literally trying to get a bad book out of the way.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that Karen does very famously is that she will frequently read all of the books in a series except for the last one. Now, Karen, you've explained this to me before, but why do you do this? Why do you not read the last book in a series?
Because I'm an emotional psychopath.
No, what is the real reason why you don't read the last book of the series?
Because I don't want the magic to end.
So, and did you? So, Harry Potter was one of these for the longest time where you hadn't read the very last Harry Potter book.
Mm-hmm.
Did you finally go back and read it, or you still haven't read it?
I think I read it, but I could not tell you what it's about because I think I blocked it out of my psyche.
I mean, most of it is camping. Most of it isn't great. But did you
watch? I do remember the stupid name at the end they named their kid. Oh, yeah. And that is it.
With eight names in it. Did you watch the movie, though?
Yeah.
You watched the movies. Okay. Because there was also something you were doing for a while, which is you weren't watching the last movie in the series.
Yeah. Or episodes of things. Of seasons.
Also, well, no, we'll get into this. Actually, this will lead directly into my next question here, Karen. So, here we go. What movie or TV show have you regretted watching on Netflix because it messed up your recommendations?
Oh.
So something where you watched it and now it just keeps recommending the worst shows in the world to you.
Oh, don't make me say this out loud.
Come on.
Mom. With Anna Faris.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
It's a CBS sitcom. That's all you need to know.
So what other shows has it recommended to you then based on that?
Oh, God. Every.
You get like Big Bang Theory and stuff like that? Okay. Well, okay, Karen, I would have more empathy for you, but I did recently hear that you had started watching Frasier for no reason.
Don't you mock Frasier, my friend. Timeless classic.
So did you start from the beginning of Frasier, or did you just
pick... Oh, no. I was too young for Frasier. I want you to know what I was missing.
So you never watched an episode of Frasier when it was originally on?
Well, no. I was like 4.
Well, we're only 3 years apart, and I remember watching episodes of Frasier.
Yeah, but you didn't have ADHD. I was like running around.
It is true that Frasier is sort of the anti-ADHD sort of show.
There wasn't a big purple dinosaur in it. I was not interested.
So what's your favorite character from Frasier then, Karen, so far?
Oh, Daphne.
You like Daphne?
Or no, the dad. I like the dad.
What's the dad's name? Murray? I don't remember. Well, his dog's name was Eddie, right?
Yeah, the dog's name was Eddie.
And the guy's name was John in real life. I don't remember what the dad's
name. Yeah, John Mahoney.
John Mahoney, that's right. So Daphne,
I mean, he's Mr. Crane.
So why do you like Daphne as opposed to, like, Ross or somebody like that? Or Roz. I can't remember what.
Roz,
yeah. Ross is a different show.
Honestly, it's dumb, but I really like the stupid jokes they make about Daphne's, like, psychic powers.
She has psychic powers?
Maybe.
I don't remember that in Frasier. Maybe that was, like, a first season.
It's like
thing.
A callback joke throughout this whole first season that I've been watching.
Okay, here we go. Here's the next question, Karen. Do you believe that ghosts have rights? So this isn't a question on whether or not ghosts are real. This is a question about whether or not, if they are real, do ghosts have rights?
Can they pay taxes?
Okay, that's taking like a weirdly racist turn. No, do you think they have rights? Like, should the Ghostbusters be able to bust ghosts with impunity, or is that sort of like kind of a weird thing to do to somebody that's a ghost?
I think they have rights. I think they get like squatter's rights.
So whatever house they're haunting is they get to live in.
They don't get to leave. They've got squatters' rights.
Okay, so they've got squatters' rights. What about right to vote? Can ghosts vote?
No.
Yeah, because if you could, right, you would probably get a lot of politicians that would sort of cater to the ghost vote.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a lot more ghosts than there are people, right?
If they existed.
I mean, just law of large numbers. There's got to be a hell of a lot of ghosts if they're real, right?
Yeah.
But then you'd also have probably a lot of ghosts of people who died under the age of 18. They would never be able to vote.
Yeah,
really.
So I feel like a lot of them would just be racist.
Don't slander the ghosts, Karen. All right. Last interview.
Sign of the times.
All right. So last interview question, and then we'll jump back to more jokes. Okay, here we go. Here's the last interview question for a little bit. Would you rather bungee jump with a shark, or swim with the predator from The Predator.
Now, when you say bungee jump with a shark, do you mean he's also out of water and, like, jumping out of the plane with me or out of the, off a bridge?
Yes, but you guys are tethered to the same rope.
So I'm essentially jumping with a dead shark.
No. This is like, he's still alive.
He's got like a fishbowl over his head of water.
Yes, he's got essentially a
SpongeBob SquarePants.
He's got a land suit, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But he can still bite you. And you are essentially tandem bungee jumping off of a bridge. Or would you rather swim, not with, but against the predator from The Predator?
Okay, but you see, I've just watched Shark Week, so this is an important question. What type of shark is it?
What's the angriest shark?
I think the bull or the tiger.
All right, let's say it's a bull shark.
Oh, I'm swimming with the predator. Really? It can't see heat. I'd be cold. Or it can see heat.
Right. It only sees
heat. It has heat vision. And presumably the ocean is very cold.
Well, I guess you're right, unless you're like...
Yeah.
Well, I guess... But no, if the water...
Bitch can't see me, I'm swimming to shore.
No, but if the water is cold, wouldn't your sort of body heat sort of stand out?
I think it would lower my body heat. Because in the movie, they put mud on themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Arnold Schwarzenegger does mud himself up to defeat the predator.
Man, I'm getting way too scientific with this question. I need to know what the viability type of the shark is.
Yeah, the make and model of the shark. Okay, here we go. All right, so back to jokes, Karen.
All right.
And this isn't a joke so much as it is just sort of an open-ended question, but I want you to consider it and think. Here we go. It's pretty fucked up that zebra's milk is just white, right?
No, I like that one. I appreciate that one.
So, because I feel like, I get it, it's milk, so it's going to be sort of white, well, off-white, but it feels like it's a waste that zebra's milk isn't striped. I don't know how you would do that with the liquid, but it feels like a waste.
It does, and it's kind of this in the same vein of, like, why does chocolate milk not come from brown cows? You know, like, that also makes me angry.
that's not
my childhood ended the day I found that out.
That nature doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just move past that one very... Though I will ask. So, Karen, are you excited for The Lion King? The live-action, in quotes, Lion King, which is really just CGI, but...
You mean a live-action version of my favorite Disney film?
Is Lion King really your favorite Disney film?
Oh, absolutely. It was my first Disney film.
Really? What do you like about it so much? Is it the Elton John songs?
It is Scar.
Oh, that's right.
By far.
I forgot about Scar, yes.
My childhood crush on Scar.
Who's very clearly like an effete old lion, but we'll leave that old, there.
Possibly gay lion.
Okay, all right, here, moving on to the next joke. And this joke, it's like a particular comedian, but I can't remember who the comedian is. Okay. So here we go, maybe you know. People keep telling me I need to vaccinate my kids, and I keep telling them I don't know where these kids came from.
I like that one. That one's good. I like that.
So that's sort of a joke about kidnapping children.
Oh, see, I took it as, like, I'm not the father of these kids.
Exactly. Well, that's sort of the thing. It's just sort of, I've got these kids, but I don't know where they came from.
See, in my version, though, you were the father. Just being a deadbeat.
Okay, so full Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
Oh, yes.
When was the last time you got shots, Karen? Was it a long time ago?
No, I think I got my flu shot last year because I'm a good adult.
So as a kid, because I know that you are always like sort of having to deal with all the medical stuff all the time, well, with your ADHD, were you sort of like good with shots, or were you awful with shots growing up?
Well, hopefully you don't get shots with ADHD.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you do.
Into the brain.
But, I mean, you know, you're around medical personnel quite a bit. So, were you used to shots as a kid or no?
As I have been told, and as I vaguely remember, I would run under under the little table, and three or four nurses would have to pull me out. But then around the age of 8, I got over it.
Okay.
So a little older than you would expect.
No, I think 8 is still fine. 8 is first grade, or second grade. That's still fine, I think. As long as you weren't 20. They were still
28.
Trying... 28. Yeah, and they're still trying to tackle you to give you shots. So, when you got your flu shot, were you like... Did you just, like, man up and have it done?
Oh, yeah, no, like, I get blood and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you can swear.
You can.
I've been swearing.
It gets an explicit tag.
It gets blue.
Yeah, it's got an explicit tag, so you're fine with that. I can do shots now because I realize that they're short. What I can't do is when they draw blood.
I was going to say, can you do the needle?
No, it drives me insane. They had to take it recently for my hands because there's something going on with my hands, and they took, like, 10 vials of blood. And I can appreciate that, what do you call it, like the phlebotomists or whatever, mm-hmm. that this is sort of rote for them and they do it every day and it's not a big deal. But I wish they would have just like a little bit more compassion when I'm clearly like...
shaking about to
pass,
white.
Yeah, about to pass out and they're just like talking about what baseball game they're going to watch later with the person next to them. And
now my question for you is, did you look?
No, I never look.
I never look either.
Okay, so you still don't look.
Yeah, no, I don't look.
I frequently pass out. So most times that I have to have blood drawn or anything like that, I still pass out. Yeah.
And see, for me, it's not the needle going in. It's when they get that little vial full of weird blood serum or whatever it is that looks like yellow.
Oh, plasma?
No. It's like whatever they put in there, I guess, to preserve the blood from coagulating.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like seeing that mixed with the blood really creeps me out. It's like, it looks like there's fat on the top of the blood vial.
Yeah, we have to scrape you out, Karen, just to get that fat layer off your blood.
Exactly.
Okay, so this sort of goes into what we're talking about a little bit, and that has to do with medical stuff, but here we go. I hate to be lactose intolerant, but it just keeps yelling profanities at my wife.
I like that one. I like that.
And that's sort of funny because I am lactose intolerant to a certain extent, but I think that's because of my racial background. Are you lactose intolerant, Karen?
Unfortunately, I've become so as of, like, this past year, I think, just with age, and it is bumming me out, because I love milkshakes so much.
That's true. Karen, for the longest time, a story that I used to frequently hear about is about how Karen, when she was a kid, after, like, running around outside all day, would, like, run in and be like, can I have a glass of cold milk? It's not water, just pure white milk, like a psychopath.
2%, baby.
At least it wasn't the full fat then, because the full fat is like eating a sandwich.
I need some whole milk.
That's like eating a sandwich after running around. Okay, here's one more joke. And this is actually the last joke we're going to do, and then we're going to switch back to interview questions.
Okay.
This one's a good one, I think. I think if you're going to laugh, this might be the one that you're going to laugh at. So here we go. Marionettes are a fun decorating motif that let your victims know that you've got a little bit of a silly personality.
I like that. I like that one.
Have you ever owned a marionette?
I have.
Really? I also used to own a marionette that my mother got me in Mexico, and it used to scare the hell out of me.
They never scared the hell out of me. They just really frustrated me, because I couldn't get them to do anything.
To dance?
Like, yeah, whatsoever. Like, so, I couldn't get them to walk. I just couldn't figure it out.
So what marionettes did you have? Like, were they characters?
One was like a little clown, maybe?
Okay, so definitely strangling you in your sleep.
No, he was a wholesome clown. He wasn't like Poltergeist clown.
Okay.
The other one was, I believe, Minnie Mouse.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Hard to be scared of a Minnie Mouse
marionette. And it was huge.
Really?
Yeah, she was really big.
See, we had two, like I said, my mom had gotten them when they had gone to California to visit relatives, and then they popped down into Mexico. And my mom had bought them, and they came back, and they're basically like the burned out, scary marionettes that you would expect.
Oh, yeah.
They used to scare the hell out of me. And I was like 14 when I got them. I wasn't like a little kid or anything, but they're terrifying.
Are they like Punch and Judy style?
No, well, sort of. They have that sort of like grotesque wooden appearance to them.
Oh,
like,
see, ours were like stuffed. Wood is way scarier.
Oh, yeah, no. These were like full wood, like clicky-clacky. I could hear them moving in the night.
This may belong to like a dead person.
Like, I could hear them shuffling during the night with their wood feet.
A serial killer's soul might be stuck inside it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so then let's jump back over to interview questions.
Do it.
Here we go. Here's an easy one. Karen, which of your teeth is the sweetest?
Oh, I don't like that question.
Because everyone says that they've got a sweet tooth, and I want to know which one so I can eat it.
Oh, okay. My upper back molar.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get in there. And
yeah, good luck.
Would you describe yourself as having a sweet tooth? Because I don't know that you particularly eat a lot of candy. Like, I've seen you eat candy, of course, but...
Yeah, you've seen me eat a whole bag of candy once.
But I don't know that you go out of your way to eat candy.
I go through seasons, I think.
I mean, I do remember there was a period there where you were in college and we had to talk to you because you were buying, like, a huge bag of candy every week at CVS.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think about maybe once every year I gain about 10 pounds just because I'm like, I haven't eaten sweets. Like, let me eat, like, 12, like, fun-sized bags of candy.
So what's your go-to candy then?
Oh, Milky Way.
Milky Way, which are gross, but...
No, you're wrong.
So Milky Way, is there any other candy or is that always the one that you would choose to eat?
It's my most recent one. I've been a big fan of Snickers for a while.
Yeah, Snickers are good.
Snickers are very good.
What about like a Mr. Crunch bar? Like a malted...
If I'm giving them for free, I'm not going to go and buy a bag of them, though.
Okay, okay. I think that's fair. Okay, here's another one for Karen. And this one is right up her alley because I know that she has done this multiple times in her life. What was the last movie that you saw alone in theaters?
Oh, shit. See, I'm... an adult now, so I have actual shame in doing things.
But yeah, I know, but this is something that you used to enjoy doing quite a bit.
Yeah.
What was the last movie that you saw? Was it a Resident Evil?
I think it might have been.
Which Resident Evil was it? Do you remember?
No.
Was it the Extinction one?
It was the one after that. Retribution, okay. Maybe?
So Karen loves Resident Evil for reasons I don't fully understand.
Or I.
Are you still, if they made another one, would you still be interested in seeing it?
I don't know, the last one sucks so hard.
Really? Did you actually watch it?
Yeah, it was bad and a disappointment to me.
Well, what about the other Mila Jovovich, that guy who directs them, collaborations?
Oh, garbage. Oh,
like
garbage.
The Three Musketeers movie, did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
Was it bad?
Oh, yeah. The fight on the, not a blimp, what is it called?
Yeah, like the Zeppelins.
The Zeppelin, the old-timey blimps.
I did remember seeing in the commercial, because I've not seen the movie, I do remember seeing a commercial where Mila Jovovich in like full period garb is doing like the superhero slide under cannons firing at each other.
See, because here's my thing. Here's my reasoning behind my liking Resident Evil, which is I'm a huge fan of anything with a female protagonist.
Okay.
/ superhero.
Okay.
And I love zombie films. So for me, like, that's the only real...
That's true. I mean, that is basically it.
Yeah, that's the only vehicle there is right
what
now.
What about, well, they're not zombies, but what about the Underworld movies? Are you into those with Kate Beckinsale?
I've seen them. I've tried to like them.
Okay. So even Underworld to Karen does not reach the level of the rest of the
zombies. Yeah. Can't beat zombies, man. I love them.
I think Michael Sheen is going to be crushed, Karen, when he hears... Wait, no. Michael
Sheen.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
Yeah, Michael Sheen.
I did like Michael Sheen in Underworld.
I do think it's funny, though, because Michael Sheen is a very tiny British man. Like, because he got really jacked up for, what was it, Rise of the Lycans or whatever, the prequel one. He got, like, super muscly, but he still looked really weird.
Well, here's the thing. What's funny in those movies is, like, yeah, he's really jacked, but he's got, like, other werewolves around him. And he's just so tiny.
Right. He's never the most jacked guy in that movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Paul Rudd when he's an Ant-Man. When he takes his shirt off, everyone's like, okay, that's fine.
I see it. Until he stands next to somebody else. Yeah, yeah. Until he's next to Thor.
At least he didn't have, well, he was a younger man then, but Tom Cruise has got that thing going on now where he's got old man muscular, where it's not as uniform as you would, like, as a young man. It's just sort of, like, spread out, like, his chest is sort of deflated.
A little more, like, sinewy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I mean, I say that, but I'm a fat man, so I would like that very much. Anyway.
I'm a big girl.
Yeah. All right, well, here's another one that's right up your alley, Karen, and it's not... We sort of talked about this a little bit, but here we go. In your opinion, which Disney movie has become the most problematic over time? So which one doesn't hold up super great through a modern lens, do you think?
Oh, boy. So many.
I mean, Dumbo is pretty rough.
Yeah, I was going to say Dumbo. Pinocchio's not great either.
Yeah, that's true. And also...
And then the dwarves and and Snow White, not great either.
Not great.
There's a lot of bad history with Disney.
There's also the Native Americans and Peter Pan, which are
rough. Pocahontas is so bad.
Is it? I've not rewatched Pocahontas in a long time. Is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
Because I still think... I mean, you have your stock characters, but Mulan, I think, was all held up okay, yeah. If I remember correctly.
Actually, you know what? I'm going with The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ooh, yeah, because all the Roma people in it?
Yeah, and, like, that dude was just like, oh, such a perp.
So I've already talked about this on one show. We can't talk about it again, but...
This is true. I think that's in my brain. It fished it out. Because I agreed so hard with it when I heard it.
About the pervert priest who's the main villain of the movie.
Also too real in some aspects.
Yeah, that's problematic. Okay, so here's your last interview question.
I'll go back. I'll say Pocahontas, though.
Pocahontas? Is it really that bad?
I mean, I don't think intentionally.
Because, I mean... Yeah, I don't know. Because I remember they have like a legit like First Nations Native American woman who plays Pocahontas.
Yeah. Right? I think too, like with the whole John Smith thing.
Oh, that's true. He does sort of have that sort of white savior thing going on with the Native Americans.
Yeah. Like, why she need a white man?
Okay.
She trained a raccoon to braid her hair. She don't need no man.
Oh, I forgot that it had sort of like animal characters too.
Yeah, it had that little mockingbird.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember the raccoon now.
Yeah.
I think my sister or my younger brother had a McDonald's Happy Meal toy of that raccoon. Okay, here we go. Here's the next question. And this is the last one. So here we go, Karen. If you could write a note to your younger self, what food item would you beg them to stop eating? Is it the Burger King that one night?
No. See, in my mind, I don't make mistakes. I'm such a picky eater that I'm very careful about what I choose to try and not try.
Well, how about this? Let's take it the other way.
Yeah, what would I start eating earlier in life?
No. What food do you wish you hadn't started eating? Because now it's in your repertoire and you wish that it wasn't.
Oh, pizza.
Oh, really?
Dude, I eat, like, a different form of pizza every other day of the week. Like, I have a pizza addiction.
I don't think I could live without pizza, actually.
Exactly. That's not a good thing. That's...
problematic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mine would definitely be Burger King onion rings. Don't eat those. Because those will make you gassy and smelly.
She's such a temptress, though.
Okay, Karen, thank you so much for being on my show. We're sort of coming up on the end of it here. This is a little bit of a shorter episode this week because I didn't have as much time to write jokes. So I don't think you have anything that you want to plug, I would assume.
Come by my room later today. We got a great show.
Yeah, okay. That sounds way different than I think you intended, Karen.
I did. Nobody knows I live with you.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the last joke, and we just sort of go out on it. We don't really talk about it. But here we go. I've got to say, with this many introverts, I don't think that we can call this a socialist party.
That was good.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.